You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 69, Heading South. So I had planned to record this podcast the day before I left for Cabo San Lucas, which was back on April 24th, I believe. So I went to Cabo San Lucas for a week, but didn't record this podcast. So this is the last podcast and catch up from April. So yeah, I still have a whole month of May to do. Yeah, catching up with my blogs is also an ongoing effort as well. So someday, but for now, let's start the news. Ozzy Osbourne and Bill Ward trade online rants. So, back in November 2011, wow, that's been almost 4 years, all four members of Black Sabbath held a press conference announcing they were making a new album and touring. Wow. Yeah, for this longtime fan of Black Sabbath, it was like very exciting news. 11-11-11 is what it was. But anyway, so Bill Ward, the original drummer, was to be part of this reunion, but his contract was in dispute, so he bowed out. Rage Against the Machine drummer Brad Wilk was brought in for the new album, 13. So fast forward past many tour dates, and Bill Ward is again wanting to be part of the final band. As there's been talk about doing one more tour and album before the band calls it quits for good. So, yeah, I mean, they've been talking about this for years. There's been reunion tours. There's been Retirement Sucks tours for Ozzy, solo. I mean, you know, all these different things. So, you know, they're older and, you know, Ozzy's good health, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he's been clean. Every once in a while he falls off the wagon, which he did during the making of this album. So there's talk about, like I said, one more tour, one more album. But Bill wants an apology out of Ozzy. So Ozzy called Bill fat and not ready to tour. Yeah. All right. Well, Bill might have been a little out of shape and stuff for a while, and he's had some health issues. And not trying to, you know, pile on Bill, but he has had, you know, health issues before and has bowed out of the band before, and other drummers have had to come in and take over. So Brad Wilk, like I mentioned before, came in and did on the album, and then Tommy Clefoudos, I believe is his name, he's Ozzy's drummer for his solo band, came in and for the tour and was the drummer and with Bill's absence. So, you know, again, like I said, it's no surprise that since the late 90s, Bill Ward has had health issues. But he's asked for a chance to get better and be a part of the band's final musical days. So several back-and-forth jabs at each other, Ozzy and Bill seem to not be in any position to work together anytime soon. So for this Black Sabbath fan, I certainly hope that they can find a truce and make one final album and tour as a full reunion. Now, you know, this probably isn't going to happen. So I say this just because there's a history here, and these guys are older. Ozzy's world is controlled by Sharon, who can be very ruthless sometimes. You cross Sharon, as Billy Corgan knows, you're pretty much screwed, you know? So I don't think really Bill has much of a leg to stand on here with Sharon. But from a fan perspective, even if they do one last show where Bill comes out, let's say he doesn't tour, let's say he doesn't even be part of this last album, which would suck. Bill's a good drummer, he's really trying to prove himself, but let's say they can't work anything out. One show somewhere, I don't care where it is, do one last show, bring all four original members out on stage to play Paranoid or something like that, Make it happen, guys. For the fans, at least. Put aside your differences. Tell Sharon to stuff it, Make it happen. $674,000 in loose change got left behind at TSA security in 2014. Wow. So this is pretty common. People wanting to get past security leave all sorts of things behind. Keys, wallets, credit cards, and change that can't go through metal detectors. So it's been going on for years, but TSA, which controls security at most American airports, has to track every penny that's left behind. So I rarely carry change anymore. I don't really have much cash on me. I need to be somewhere and I don't have change or cash. You know, I just use a credit card like most people now. So, but if I do, you know, if I do happen to have that time where I have change left over for something, you know, I just dump it in my backpack and then, you know, ship it through the radar detector. What's that thing called? X-ray machine. You know, I try to leave my pockets pretty empty. You know, even, you know, receipts, paper, anything like that. So it just goes in the backpack. So, so 2005, Congress gave TSA control over where the money goes. Yeah, so the TSA agents aren't just, you know, hey, here's change for me. No, it all has to be tracked because it's a government agency. So TSA controls where the money goes. Some goes to the military members and their families. Pretty cool. I'm sure that, you know, there's other stuff that goes to different people as well and things like that. You know, different charities, maybe, you know, I don't know, $674,000 is not going to make a dent in our, you know, in our deficit, you know, and how much money we owe. But hey, you know, at least it goes somewhere cool, you know, so. You know, it's just that, again, that figure, $674,000, just insane. You know, that's a lot of money that gets collectively left behind by travelers, you know. You know, I mean, that's every airport, you know, that's controlled by TSA. You know, not every airport is. Airports are free to choose other security companies as they wish. But so, yeah, that's, yeah, a lot of money, you know. Next time, remember, if you leave change, you know, don't, you know, if you don't want it to get donated to the cause, you know, make sure you dump it in your backpack or make sure that you keep it, you know, go back and retrieve it in the little dish that they give you. So, Norway to turn off FM radio in 2017. Gosh, that's less than 2 years from now. So replacing it with the digital audio broadcasting, 56% of Norwegian listeners have switched already to some type of digital radio. In less than 2 years, there will be no more FM radio signals in Norway. The country is making the switch to digital broadcasting. You know, things like satellite radio, internet radio stations, things like that. That's called digital audio. So, more than half of the 5.1 million population already listens to digital audio broadcasting of some sort. So, with just over 325 million, the United States would have a hard time trying to cut off terrestrial radio. Just over 20 million subscribe to satellite radio like Sirius XM. A lot listen to Pandora, Spotify, but FM radio still has, you know, and this is a staggering number. I guess because it's, you know, it's free, you know, people, you don't have to subscribe to it. But I didn't realize that here in the United States, FM radio still has over 150 million regular listeners. That's almost half of the U.S. population. Wow. I mean, that's quite... that number alone is just insane to me. I mean, to think about that, you know? That, you know... I mean, how much was it back in the day? I mean, you know, population has grown, you know, in the United States over the last 30 years. But say 30 years ago... You know, where was that? You know, where was listenership on FM radio when there was no digital broadcasting? There was no satellite radio, you know, satellite TV, but no radio. So, yeah, you know, Norway, you know, it's good to see Norway moving forward. Although I do lament these classic broadcasting technologies, they're getting completely replaced by digital. I guess it's a matter of time. This week's rant, job postings for customer service representatives are really just call center jobs. So last year, my daughter switched jobs and started working as a customer service representative, which is a generic title in and of itself. But when she got started, she realized it was just a fancy title for a call center employee. Since then, there's been a few other jobs that she's applied for that ended up being call center jobs. So not to demean the position, it's, you know, but... Yeah, it's kind of the new fast food job. I mean, you know, it pays pretty decent for someone in their 20s. You know, it's not bad. You know, although at times, you know, some of these fast food jobs look better, you know, from a, you know, schedule, they move up, you know, that type of thing. So knowing what you're going to be doing responsibility-wise up front, you know, I mean, you know, it's, hey, if you want it to be a call center job, I know people don't like it, and sometimes it's the dime a dozen, or it's you know, like I said, it's the fast food, you know, this type of thing. But hey, get people honest, you know, don't lead them on to like, hey, oh, customer service representative. Oh yeah, yeah, you know, I mean, make it happen. Make it be honest. It changed, you know, when people, you know, don't hem and haw in an interview, you know, just because someone asks the question, hey, well, is this a call center job? Well, do we treat it as customer service, you know? So, yeah. So, you know, these call centers are a big thing anymore, you know, which even in our digital age, you know, call centers are a big thing anymore. So, you know, it surprises me how automated most companies are in their customer service efforts. So even a phone call to a company is handled with a never-ending push one for sales, push two for, you know, list of options, regardless of how many times one presses zero to speak with an agent. So the stress level of these jobs for what kind of pay they offer is something of concern for our future workforce. I hope patience is part of today's call center staff. So, be honest, call center. Customer service agent, call center. This week's shameless plug, Star Wars Episode 7 announced the droid BB-8 is real. Yeah, it's not some CGI thing here. So, for the upcoming Episode 7 Star Wars sequel, I think it's December of this year. God, I should know. It's December 18th, for hell's sake, you know. So there was a trailer that had shown this new droid called BB-8, which looks similar to a head on a soccer ball. Yeah, I mean, that's the best way to, you know, to describe it. On the show notes, I posted a GIF of what it's doing. So as it turns out, it's not CGI or computer-based. It is a real working droid. So at a recent Star Wars event, this was back in late April, so, you know, again, the catch-up, but the droid was brought out on stage and shown as a fully functional droid. The cool factor about this is how much real tech is going into making this new movie. So obviously, I can't wait to see the episode like any Star Wars fan, and I'm sure that anyone else that's going to see the droid in action is waiting too, you know? Now, you know what I want? So I'm going to go on. You know, every Star Wars movie has many toys attached to it, you know. I mean, you know this, right? So, merchandising, you know. A working BB-8 toy. Yeah. I can't tell you how cool this will be to have, you know. I mean, think about it, you know. There could be remote control ones. There could be ones that are just simple that you sit on your desk or whatever. You know, I'm sure Lego will create a whole series of Star Wars characters around this, which I think they have announced some, you know. So, but I think the remote control version of the toy will be really cool. You know, maybe it'll be app controlled or something with Wi-Fi or something like that. But I don't know. Think about it though. Think about how cool. I mean, you know. You know, back in the day, you know, those of us that, you know, that loved R2-D2 and we collected R2-D2, you know. I mean, there were other droids too that, you know, on occasion we'd collect, but R2-D2, he was it. So this BB-8 character in Episode 7 is it. I mean, this is going to be the end all here to, you know, for this episode to really showcase, you know, droid activity, you know, and I mean, droids are a huge important part of any of the Star Wars films, you know, the last six, C-3PO, R2-D2, R2-D5, I mean, all these different ones, you know, so I think, you know, and, you know, to watch that, you know, that video of BB-8 on stage was really cool, so yeah, I hope there will be toys. Man, I'm okay with the fact that licensing and merchandising is going to create such an awesome thing here. So join with me, Star Wars fans. Can't wait to buy the toys. Can't wait to see the movie. Maz Tequila. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.